Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jimmy, a little boy, Jimmy, learned never to trust a soul. That's why he never unpacked his bag, and we can't blame him. Jimmy never knew his father, and his mother spent more time in jail than out of jail. When he was small, his mother got out of jail again and took up with a troublemaker again. They loaded Jimmy into the back seat of their Oldsmobile Delta 88. For a whole year, the car was Jimmy's home. He learned to never trust a soul. That's why Jimmy Wayne never unpacked his bag. After living in the back seat of a car for a year, Jimmy was dropped off at the train depot in Pensacola, Florida. His mother and her boyfriend sped away in that Delta 88. This little boy, Jimmy, he desperately needed a new beginning. Exodus 34. It's all about a new beginning. Aaron, Israel's high priest, needs a new beginning. And so does Israel. And most certainly, so do we. A new beginning is absolutely necessary. In Exodus 32, we just heard it this past Wednesday, Aaron and the Israelites were facing a huge crisis. Remember, they hadn't seen Moses for 40 days and 40 nights, and they began to wonder, was Moses dead? Will Moses ever come back? Did Moses just go off and leave them? Aaron and the Israelites grew impatient, so they made a golden calf and they worshiped it. Like it or not, in a huge crisis, the IRS knows exactly what to do. The IRS handbook states, and I quote, "During the state of national emergency, the essential functions of the IRS will be as follows: assessing, collecting, and recording taxes." While everyone panics, the IRS knows exactly what to do: get our money. But when faced with a huge crisis of not having Moses, Aaron and the Israelites have no idea what to do. That's why they build a golden calf, fashioning it out of their gold, and worship it. What does Moses do when he comes down from Mount Sinai? Moses smashes the Ten Commandments. He grinds up that golden calf. He mixes it with water and he makes the people drink it. Golden calf Kool-Aid for all. We pick up the narrative in Exodus 34, verse 1, with our reading today that says, "Then Yahweh told Moses, 'Chisel out of two stone tablets like the first ones. I will write on them the same words that were on the tablets you smashed.'" The Ten Commandments have been smashed. That's why a new beginning is absolutely necessary. And let's face it, we're not much different than Aaron and the Israelites. When we are faced with a crisis, we become angry. We become impatient, faithless, selfish. Just look around, watch the news, see how people are handling our national crisis, this COVID-19 pandemic, and you see it all firsthand. We turn to our golden calves and we look to them for religion. We look to them for salvation. God, the holy and righteous and perfect God, this God that has every right to drop us off at the train depot in Pensacola, Florida, and to ride off into the sunset. But he doesn't. Our God doesn't do that. a new beginning is totally possible. Then Yahweh came down in a cloud and stood there with Moses, and he called out his name, Yahweh. That's God's intimate and personal name, Yahweh. It's usually translated in the Bible as the Lord in all capital letters. But he's saying his intimate personal name, Yahweh. You know, Yahweh frequently comes down in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Yahweh came down in the burning bush. Exodus chapter 19, verse 20. Yahweh came down on Mount Sinai. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Yahweh came down to fill the tabernacle with his cloud and with his glory. Get it? We can't go up to God. That's why God comes down to us, right where we are in the basement of our broken commandments. And what does God do when he comes down? Scolds us, shames us, berates us, rejects us, condemns us? No. God cries out, Yahweh, Yahweh, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, maintaining a love to thousands, and lifting up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. A new beginning is totally possible. This is our God. He tells us who he is. He is compassionate. And the idea of compassion expresses the emotional connection that a mother has for a child inside her womb. That's how God feels about you. The flamingos, they got it right. God says, my love must be a kind of blind love. I only have eyes for you. Our God is compassionate, and our God is slow to anger. If God was quick to anger, his compassion wouldn't last a second in my life. If God shot rockets of wrath every time I sinned, I'd be blown to smithereens. But God shouts from Sinai, I am slow to anger. And our God is abounding in steadfast love. Abounding announces that God's steadfast love isn't limited in any way, in any form. God is like the federal government. Whenever there's a need, God just prints off more steadfast love. But there's a difference. God has an infinite treasury of steadfast love that covers all of the currency he prints. God's infinite resources of steadfast love will never run out. God won't go in debt. God won't go bankrupt. Never, ever. And our God is not only compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, but he is lifting up. He's a God who lifts up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. These are the three words, the three Hebrew words to describe sin. Wickedness, rebellion, and sin. And God uses all three right here in a row to show us that he lifts up every type of sin. There are no categories of unforgivable sin. Yahweh lifts up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Wickedness, it means twisted depravity. It means we are crooked and bent. Rebellion refers to treason against our covenant king, Yahweh. And sin means missing the mark. The Ten Commandments are the bullseye, and we are to fully keep them with every jot and every tittle, every T crossed, every I dotted. We are to fulfill the Ten Commandments, and we take aim, and we miss them far too often. Yahweh, he lifts up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Our God is compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and lifting up our rebellion, our wickedness, and our sin. And where does he put all of that? That brings us to Palm Sunday. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey on a Sunday because the following Friday, he is going to lift up the huge mess of our wickedness, rebellion, and sin. And he's going to place it upon himself. All of that wickedness, rebellion, and sin, he will lift upon himself there on the cross with his arms stretched out wide. All of your sin, all of my sin, all the sin of the world of all time, there placed upon Christ at the cross. Jesus is Yahweh in the flesh, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast and faithfulness, steadfast love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and lifting up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Jesus teaches love. Jesus lives this love. And Jesus demonstrates this love by shedding his blood on the cross for you. Palm Sunday announces it, Good Friday shows it, and Easter Sunday celebrates it. And one day while walking aimlessly around Pensacola, Florida, little Jimmy spotted a man named Russ working in his garage. And soon Russ and his wife, Bee, invited Jimmy to live with them. The home was like heaven, a hot bath, hot meals, and even TV. But most importantly, Jimmy had learned to never trust a soul, and Jimmy couldn't unpack his bag. A new beginning is entirely optional. We can refuse to unpack our bag. We can reject divine love. And we can be callous and aloof. But that's not Moses. Moses immediately threw himself to the ground and worshiped. I invite you to follow Moses. Trust that God is who he says he is. God, abounding with steadfast love, and it surrounds us all. Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. Jimmy had been rejected so many times that he was much more like a rock, a hard, unmoved rock. We get that. We really do. That's why Jimmy never unpacked his bag. It took another month before Russ and Bee convinced Jimmy that their love was for real. So finally, Jimmy unpacked his bag. That little boy Jimmy is Jimmy Wayne, now a famous country music singer and songwriter. And his story is true. He travels the country as a motivational speaker, sharing his story. But it's important to note that this new beginning started when he learned to trust. When he finally unpacked his bag. It's Palm Sunday. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Trust in the Lord. Our past, it's behind us. God's grace, it goes before us. And thanks be to God, we have a new beginning for us. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.